With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What it is, what it do, cyber world. It is your girl, the one, the only Ash Said It. Welcome to the Ash Said It show. I am your host, Ash Brown. I appreciate all of the love and support. Over 1800 episodes and counting. Yes. So this technically makes it 1801. Whoa, crazy. 500,000 streams worldwide and growing. And I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for supporting me, for supporting the movement for so many years. It makes a huge, huge difference. And I know that we're gearing up. Everybody's excited, but also a little stressed because, you know, the holidays are around the corner. Christmas is coming soon. And you don't know what to get your loved ones. You don't know what to get your friends and your family members and everybody else. And it's just so overwhelming. I've got the founder and CEO of Gleam here today with me, the wonderful Sadie Higgins. Hey, Sadie.
Hi, Ash. How are you?
I am great. How are you doing today?
I am good. I'm so happy to join you, and I'm so happy to break that 1800 barrier with you.
Yes, thank you. Absolutely. Sadie, for people that are unaware, what is Gleam?
So Gleam is an app, and it's also a website. So if you make full use of what Gleam has to offer, download the app. It's for any style of phone, right from the App Store, Gleam Gifts. And what it will do is it will prompt you to either one of two things. The first thing is you can go straight to our gift finder on our website or on the app, and you can search for gifts for your loved ones by age, gender if necessary, and by interest. So it does a lot of the guesswork for you. It takes all the guesswork out. Or when you download the app, it will also prompt you to send a text to your close contact, anybody you want to get a gift for, and they will fill out a quick quiz. It's three questions. And they will fill out their own interests. And they will send you a curated list of their of things based on their interests. And my favorite thing is it's from small businesses only.
Wow.
So the other cool thing for busy people out there, I mean, one of the reasons I started Gleam was because I kept forgetting birthdays and anniversaries. I mean, I literally forgot my godson's and two nieces' birthdays, which I know sounds terrible, but we all know what the pandemic did to us.
Yeah.
And so Gleam will also send you notifications of your loved ones' birthdays and special events 2010 and a day ahead of those dates. So it's just a place that will always house curated gift suggestions for your loved ones. So if something happens in their lives and you want to send them something congratulatory or condolences, you can go right to Gleam and it will have curated gift suggestions for them. And as children age, those interests will change as well, and the suggestions will change.
Wow.
So we're here to help make life easier for you, but we're also here to help you shop intentionally and mindful by curating gift suggestions that are unique from really cool, sustainable, eco-friendly companies. And you're supporting a small business while you do it.
Yes, I love all of that, Sadie. I love it all from you guys actually working, you know, with small businesses, because, you know, corporations and stuff, you can go to your local department store and just pick up a random, you know, generic gift or whatever. But to get a gift from a small business that is out there, the pandemic hit everyone, especially small business. So I love the fact that you guys are hand in hand with them, with their different products and tailoring that to people's needs. You know, and telling it to different events. I love that.
Oh, you know, one thing that shocked me, Ash, was when I was researching this company, I was researching gifting and things like that, and the number just jumped out at me that freaked me out. According to Finder, $15.2 billion are wasted annually in unwanted gifts.
Oh, wow.
Think about the loss. Billion. Think about where those gifts go, you know, and that just did not sit with me well. And
no.
So having gift suggestions by interest really helps to lessen that. And you know you're getting a gift that somebody will truly want and like, number one, because it's based on their interests, and number two, because it's unique. It's not something you're going to get just at, you know, Macy's down the street.
Wow. That is awesome. I love that. And I love, like you said, the quizzes that you guys do to actually, you know, I've got this nephew that I'm not going to call any names, but he's in the teenage years now, Sadie. So, you know, Auntie Ash, it's not like so cool for Auntie Ash to send him stuff or whatever the case is. But right now he's, their whole family lives in North Dakota. This year is kind of different because he's a teenager. He's 16. I don't really know what to get a 16-year-old. And now you're telling me that Gleam can possibly help me to tailor that to his needs. I like that.
So you can send something to his parents, and his parent can fill out his interest for him, or he can do it himself, or you can go on a gift finder, type in 16-year-old boy, and see what pops up.
Oh, wow.
And we have a lot of cool gift suggestions, especially because in the tech stuff, we have some experiences. So, yeah, there's something in there for everyone, no matter their age.
I love that. So actually, Gleam is just stepping in to really make the holiday shopping experience less stressful. I love it. I'm on board with it.
Thank you. And, you know, one thing we think about, too, is we understand that the holidays are stressful. I'm a mom of three. They're all under the age of 7. It's bananas.
Yeah.
The pandemic was crazy for us, too. Yeah. I started this company during the pandemic, so I get that life is hectic. And so not only do we help with gift giving, but we help with just mindfulness and things that will help you to stress less in general. And that doesn't always require a gift. You know, the holidays, we're always talking about, okay, what are we getting? What are we getting? What do we have to do? But we offer a lot of suggestions on our social media and on our website about ways to stay mindful and be intentional during the holiday season. And that's not always gift giving. Yeah. So make sure you check us out there and take some tips, because we've partnered with some cool brands. Strong Suit is one of them, and they have a Christmas playbook. So you can actually go in and set an intention of what you want your holiday season to look like. It's totally free to use. You can use the code GLEAM, and it will be free to you. And it'll help you. It's like a workbook that you can go through to set an intention of what things need to get done, and so you don't have to stress as much as you normally would every other year. So it's been very helpful for me. I've actually been doing that too. What can I do now to enjoy the season, and what does that look like?
I know.
And for us, it's a lot of magical experiences.
Yeah.
And watching Christmas movies and being kids.
Yeah. Aww. I love that. Let's talk like someone that's out there that is still, they're still frazzled. They, you know, they haven't heard about Gleam yet. What are some shopping strategies that people can use today?
Yeah. So, you know, there's been a lot of talk of shipping delays and supply chain shortages and things like that. So my number one tip would be shop small. It doesn't have to be in Gleam. It can just be at your local market. You know, go to your local businesses. You've got several near you. You've got toy stores. You've got tech stores.
Right.
And the great thing about small business owners, especially the brick and mortar small business owners, is they've done the work for you. You know, they've curated what they offer in-house, and they are happy to help you pick out gifts for people. Experiences are another one of those things that just creates wonderful memories. You know, tickets to sporting events and music events or online classes. Things like that are just wonderful gifts, and people always love them. So those are the two biggest things. If you don't want to worry about the supply chain issues or shipping delays, you know exactly what a small business has because it's on their shelf.
Right.
And if it's not there, they don't have it. And then experiences are easy too because they're, you know, online tickets, and they can just email, they're printed out, and that's, you know, those two things are great. And then don't stress about it. You know, holidays are more about just than gifts, and, you know, remember to be with your family and loved ones and enjoy those experiences with them if you get really, really frazzled. But, you know, those two things are just easy ways to make sure you've got gifts in hand if you are gift giving this year.
All great points, Sadie. I never even really thought about those. See, like, I guess because we're so commercialized over here, I'm so used to, you know, I have to get a physical gift. But you're right. Like, people can do classes. If you know that someone likes crochet or they want to learn how to knit or something and there's, like, an online class, you could purchase that class for them. Super easy.
Yes. And, you know, we've partnered with Uncommon Goods, and they have a lot of classes that not only isn't an online class, but they'll ship supplies as well. So they get a physical gift and they get an experience with it. So that's such a cool thing to give someone. And experiences are very big in my family too. A lot of our family members give things like museum passes for the year. And, you know, that just gives itself. We get to go there multiple times a year. So yeah, experiences and shopping small, two easy ways to make sure you're having a gift in hand.
I like that. Let's talk a little bit about unique gifting tricks or unique gifting tips. What are some unique ways to make this holiday season special?
You know, that's funny because it really depends on the person. What I was talking about a little bit earlier was set an intention.
Right.
And one of my favorite things to do to de-stress and I realized I've done it in the past, but never put words to it, is pretend to be a kid again. And the reason why kids are a little less stressed is because obviously they don't have the responsibilities that adults do, but they don't have a great sense of time. And adults are always like, what's the time? We got to rush. We got to get this done.
Right.
If you can take a moment and break your routine, that is going to make your holiday super special. And what I mean is, you know, on a typical Tuesday night or Thursday night, what are you doing? You know, the kids come home. If you have kids, they're coming home. You're, you know, getting their homework done. They're kind of decompressing from school. And then you make dinner, you have dinner, and maybe you watch a show or something and you go to bed. But what if they got home and you made Christmas ornaments? Or what if you got home and you're like, everybody get in the car, we're going to look at Christmas lights during the week. What if we watch a Christmas movie? You know, just breaking the routine as if you were on vacation is going to make things seem super special and also helps you to de-stress because it's something out of the ordinary.
Right.
And it's going to release those endorphins in you as well. Another thing to do to just have a happy, happy season is to give back. And there are so many statistics out there that say the people who give back and volunteer are the happiest people on earth. So if you find, a local soup kitchen or, you know, something as simple as kids round up your gently used toys and we'll, you know, put those in a box and donate them, you know, things like that to help de-stress and also get back and feel good.
Wow. All incredible pointers. Sadie, oh my gosh. So first off, I have to go download my new personal gift assistant, Gleam. So I'm going to go do that as soon as we disconnect here, because this is going to help me so much this season, because I've just been just floating around to and from, and I've got back to Georgia, and it's just like all my stuff is everywhere. And I'm like, I don't even know what is from what, but Gleam is going to help me out. So I'm going to jump onto that. Sadie, let everyone know the best way to get in contact with you guys if they want to get more information, and of course to download the app.
Yeah, so go to your app store. It's Gleam Gifts. Follow us on social media. We're at Gleam Gifts. See if there's a trend here. and you can visit us online at gleamgifts.com, and you can download straight from our website as well. So we make it real simple for you.
Perfect.
And we love to hear from people. We answer everyone right away, and we love to see photos and give feedback, and we talk a lot about the products that we use and things like that. So we love connecting with our users.
Absolutely. Well, Sadie, much more success to you and the team into 2022. It's going to be a great year for us all. We're claiming that.
Yes, I'm with you on that.
Yes, we are claiming that. So I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do, you look them square in the face, you tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.